It's hard to get through the summer as a kid and not get bitten by bugs. And many physicians and parents believe that they'll outgrow any allergic reactions that might come from those bug bites. But another study in this week's New England Journal of Medicine suggests that a small group of children never outgrow these allergies and that venom immunotherapy can protect them long after treatment stops. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
Anyone can have a severe allergic reaction to the stings of bees, wasps, or fire ants. Even some mosquitoes have caused frantic trips to the ER. David Golden, an associate professor of medicine at Johns Hopkins University, says it's not that children are more at risk from a severe allergic reaction because more people over 40 die from insect stings. Golden says the problem is that some parents are getting mixed messages from their family doctors about what to do after an insect sting emergency.
They'll say just be careful or carry an EpiPen injector just in case, but they won't think that it needs to undergo immunization or venom immunotherapy because they believe the children will outgrow it.
Golden says most children who've been stung by an insect have mild external reactions like hives, swelling, or redness of skin near the bite. A child with a moderate reaction would have more pronounced swelling over a larger area and perhaps some dizziness or problem swallowing. But Golden's new study focuses on a cohort of children who have severe symptoms called anaphylaxis, or a total body allergic reaction.
Typically, the severe part of it is that the throat swells shut and the person can't breathe. In some cases, the blood pressure drops and they can go into shock or, in fact, unconsciousness.
Golden says that while many children with mild or moderate allergic reactions do outgrow them, a significant number with severe symptoms don't. They are the ones who may need venom immunotherapy, which was developed by Johns Hopkins researchers and approved by the Food and Drug Administration in 1979. In the therapy, children receive controlled doses of insect venom, carefully supervised in an allergist office. For the new study, researchers diagnosed allergic reaction to insect stings in more than 1,000 children between 1978 and 1985. 356 of them had received venom immunotherapy. The same patients were interviewed again between 1997 and 2000. Golden says the results were intriguing.
What we showed in this study, which has not been previously known in children, is that after they get a few years of the allergy shots, that even 10 to 20 years after stopping the shots, the children who had been immunized had a significantly lower reaction rate to stings than the children who had not received the treatment.
Golden says venom immunotherapy is not a simple process. It involves getting shots over a period of 5 years.
Every week for the first couple of months to build up the immunity, and then every month for a year or two, then every 6 or 8 weeks for a few years.
Dean Metcalf is chief of the Laboratory of Allergic Diseases at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He says shots aren't the only thing to consider.
No matter whether or not the decision is reached to put a child or an adult on immunotherapy, they still must take precautions that have to do with trying to avoid stinging insects that they're sensitive to, and also to carry adrenaline with them that they can self-administer or have administered to them.
Metcalf says children as young as 3 can receive venom immunotherapy, and parents need to carefully monitor their reactions to insect bites before consulting an allergist about the shots. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.